the Manual.
Hey everyone, welcome to Scrap the Manual, a podcast where we prompt aha moments through discussions of technology, creativity, experimentation, and how all those work together to address cultural and business challenges. My name's Angelica, and we have a very special guest host. Yay!
Hi, it's great to be here. My name is Leah. We are both creative technologists with MediaMax. I specifically work out of MediaMax Singapore office.
Today, we're going to be giving a quick TLDR of one of our lab reports and deep dive into something that we didn't get to cover in depth in the report, such as expanding on our prototype we created, a topic that has some interesting rabbit holes but didn't fit neatly onto a slide, you know, that kind of thing.
So for this episode, we are going to be covering technology and innovation culture in Asian Pacific region. If you haven't had a chance to read out APEC lab report, here is a quick TLDR. The most influential technology coming from the region are AI automation, AR and computer vision, and the metaverse. China and Japan are leading the growth in AI and machine learning together with Singapore and South Korea. If you come to this region, you might be surprised how people are embracing this advanced technology. People accept it because it's just so convenient. And thanks to those super apps we have.
To clarify for people who may not be familiar, what are super apps?
Yeah, so super apps is a mobile application that can provide multiple services. And you may heard of some of the super apps, such as WeChat in China, Kakao from South Korea, LINE app from Japan, that's also widely used in Taiwan and Thailand, and Grab from Singapore, which is used in Southeast Asia. On super apps, you can use multiple services from online chatting, shopping, food delivery, to car hailing, and digital payments. We literally live our social and cultural life on the super apps.
Is it sort of like if Uber had one app, but not necessarily branded? It's more of just, I'm going to go to WeChat, it'll call a ride, rent a scooter, or order in? You just download one app versus having to download five different ones.
Yeah, definitely. But actually for WeChat, it's more complicated, I would say, because there is a whole ecosystem on WeChat, because WeChat use mini programs. Just think of as a microsite on WeChat. Mm-hmm. They can sell their product. They can have these food delivery services. And for other super apps like LINE app and Grab, it's just exactly like you said. One example is that Burberry launched its social retail store in collaboration with Tencent, which integrates its offline store with mini program on WeChat. It enables some special features in the store, such as earning social currencies by engaging with a brand and even raising your own animal-based avatars. This is pretty cool as it links up our digital and physical experiences.
Yeah. But what I really liked about this example was how technology was seamlessly integrated throughout. It wasn't like a, hey, scan this one QR code. It went a little bit further to say, okay, if you interact with this mini program, then you'll have access and unlock particular outfits or particular items for the digital avatar. You'll be able to actually unlock cafe items in the real store. So it seemed like it was all a part of one ecosystem. It didn't feel tacked on. It was truly embedded within the holistic retail experience. I know with a lot of branded activations within the US specifically, there's always that question of, should it be accessible through a mobile website or is it something that we can use a downloaded app for? And most clients tend to go with the mobile website because there's this hesitancy to download just another application just to do another thing and then worrying about the Wi-Fi strength when on site, when asking people to download these apps. But it'd be interesting for brands creating these mini programs within a larger super app that then consumers don't necessarily have to do anything else other than just access that mini program versus having to download something. Then there's a lot more flexibility in what brands can do, and they're not limited to what's available on a mobile website. They have the strength of what can be possible with an app.
Yeah, agree. So another observation actually from our report is that Metaverse is on the rise in APAC region. It might outplay the plans laid out in the West. Some platforms that draw our attention are the Petals from South Korea and Tencent's TME Land in China.
Yeah, and what's cool about those platforms is we see this emphasis on virtual idols, avatars, and influencers. From the research that we did, we noticed that there are certain countries that are a bit more traditional culturally and are strict in how people can be in their real selves to have this sort of escape of the bounds culturally of what people can and cannot be because it's right or wrong or not necessarily accepted. People are going towards anonymity for being able to express themselves, sort of like the Finstagram accounts that happen in the US, or expressing themselves through these virtual influencers, because then their virtual selves can be much more free to express themselves than their real versions could be.
Yeah, and also Asia has a rich fandom culture. So it's not a surprise that we see the emphasis on virtual idols and virtual influencers because it enables the fans to interact with the superstars anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, and from a branding aspect of things as well, virtual influencers and avatars can also be much more easy to control. Like all the controversies that happen because someone did something either way back in their past or something recently, that makes brands nervous about being able to endorse real people because people are flawed. Virtual influencers, you can control everything. You got teams of people being able to control exactly what they look like, what their personality is, what they do, and that flexibility and customizability that's a lot more intense than it would be for a real person that has real feelings. So there's some limitations on what the brand can do, where it's a lot more flexible with virtual influencers. Okay, we've covered quite a lot there. There's a lot of really interesting examples that we see within the APAC region that definitely could be applied within Western countries as well. With this said, we're going to go ahead and move on to what we did for the Labs Report prototype and expand a little bit more on our process. Let's start with what was even the prototype. For the prototype, we leveraged Zepeto. Zepeto is a metaverse-like experience, world, platform, insert all buzzwords here, where it allows users to interact like you would for a Roblox world that you go and experience to, but it has additional social features to it. So what we would think of as like an Instagram feed or something like that, it has that embedded within the Zepeto platform. So instead of going to Instagram to talk about your Roblox experience, those two experiences are integrated within one platform. What we also wanted to achieve with this prototype is leverage a technology that originated from the APAC region, and specifically Zepeto. Zepeto is available globally for the most part, with a few exceptions, but it originated within South Korea. We really wanted to use Zepeto because it's available globally for most audiences, and it takes the current fragmented way of how the metaverse worlds are created and integrates them with virtual influencers and social media with these gamified interactable experiences. The social aspects is really what makes this particular platform shine. And we're also doing this because the metaverse, even a year or so later, is still an incredibly popular topic. People are still having a lot of discourse about what the metaverse is, what it can be, discussing how brands have already interacted with their first steps into the metaverse, how they're going to continue to grow. And this is part of what we do a lot at Media Monks. We get a lot of client requests for similar types of experiences, whether that be Roblox, Decentraland, Horizon Worlds, Fortnite. And Zepeto is just a great platform that no one's really talking a lot about within the Western dialogue, but it's incredibly powerful and it reaches so many people. We saw that it was an amazing platform that put the promise of what the metaverse can and will be to the next level.
Yeah, I also like Zepeto because Zepeto not only has the Asian styled avatar and it enables you to customize your avatar from your head, body, hair, outfits, and even poses and dancing steps you can have. So with Zepeto, you can purchase a lot of outfits and decorations with the better money, which is a currency that you can learn by in-app purchase or being more active on the platform.
Yeah, there's two different types of currencies that Zepeto has. One, which are called Zems, i.e. gems. And then there's another one, which there are coins. For creator-made items, you can set a price for how many Zems you want them to go for. Anything that's created by users can only be sold by Zems, which are very difficult to get free within the app. That's where, you know, the free-to-play tends to come in. With a euro, you can get 14 Zems, so then you can buy more digital clothing. There are coins that you start the experience with that you can use to purchase Zepeto-created items. And so that's kind of how they have that difference there.
But my favorite part about Zepeto is the social aspect, as you mentioned earlier. For me, it's like TikTok on the metaverse because it has the feed feature. You know, there are three pages of the feed following for you and popular. Under those feeds, you can see live streamings by the virtual influencers, and you can have your live stream as well.
For the live stream, that's using some motion capture as well, because it's either pre-made models and moves that are created, or people can actually have their face being recognized in real time to then translate to that virtual avatar.
Yeah, Zepeto, they have the Zepeto camera. So with this camera, you can create contents with your own avatar AR filter, which copies your facial expression quite accurately and even bring your avatar in real life. So you can place your avatar on the table in your room.
One part that I also thought was really cool, you had mentioned earlier with the poses. Think about if we see a celebrity on the street, we're going to take a photo with them, right? We can't just let that celebrity pass by without being like, oh yeah, I totally saw J-Lo in Miami. You know, it's the take a photo or it didn't happen type of thing. There's a version of that on Zepeto. Fans can take a photo with you with their virtual avatars and your virtual avatar. So it takes the virtual autograph of sorts to a different level. You can live vicariously through your avatar by having them take a photo with your favorite celebrity or your favorite influencer. So I really love that aspect of being able to build that audience virtually as well.
Yeah.
Something also that's really cool about Zepeto is within those world experiences, the social aspects are still really much ingrained in there. It's not just, okay, you have this separate social feed, you have the separate virtual influencer side, and then you have the world. They're all integrated. An example of this is the other day we were testing out the Zepeto world, and we were all in the same experience together. When someone would take a selfie, and that's right, there is a selfie stick in this experience, and it looks exactly like what you would imagine, but the virtual version of it too. And when someone takes a photo or a video, it automatically tags people that were within that photo. So it's generating all of this social momentum, like really, really quickly. And as soon as you take that photo, you can either download it directly to your device, or you can go ahead and immediately upload it. What was great for me personally, figuring out how to have, you know, just the right caption. That's something that takes me way too long to figure out, like, what are the right words and the right hashtags. But you don't even need to worry about captions when taking photos within these worlds. As soon as you say, I want to upload it, it automatically captions, tags people, and also gives other related hashtags for how other people could see that experience from you. So it's very seamless and easy.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah. It's just like the next level of how it makes sharing super, super, super easy. So that's something I really like there too. Speaking of the worlds, now within this next part of the prototyping process, it was up to us to determine the worldscape and interactions. And as a part of the concept, we wanted to create a world that plays into what real life influencers would be looking for when trying to fill their feed. And that is creating content, specifically selfies. And so we created four different experiences that would have the ultimate selfie moment, One, which is this party balloon atmosphere. Sort of think about these like really big balloons that you can kind of poke with the avatar as you move around, or even like jump on some of the balloons to get like a higher view from it as well. The second was like a summer pool party. You could actually swim in the pool. It would change the animation of the avatar when you're in the water part. And, you know, the classic giant rubber ducky in the pool and all those things. So definitely brought you in the moment. The third was an ethereal Japanese garden. So very much when wanting to get away and have a chill moment, that was definitely the vibe we were going for there. And then lastly, we had the miniaturized city. So what you would think is the opposite of meditation is the hustle and bustle of the big city. And we created that experience as well. There is also a reference to the Netherlands, so you'll just have to keep an eye out for what that is and let us know if you find it.
Are there a hidden fifth environment?
There is, yeah.
Ooh.
You know what was interesting is when we were testing out the environment and we were all together,
Yeah. We
created our own room.
Yeah.
And then we thought it was just going to be the eight of us that were testing it out. And then other people, random people, showed up.
Wow.
I was just like, where did you guys come from?
Wow.
Two people that actually used the chat within the room, and they beelined directly to where that fifth environment was.
Yeah.
So it was just really interesting that people, one, were specifically coming to the world to experience it together.
Mm.
And then two, we saw a lot of random people. There would be dead spots where just be like, oh, okay, it's just one of us in the room, so we're just testing it. But as soon as all of us got in there together and started taking photos, there was so many people that showed up. It's just like, what? This is insane.
And is it a recommendation system on the panel?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, because the room that was created, we thought it, not as, I guess it wasn't a private room, it was probably a public room. But it was interesting that as soon as we started playing around and posting content, then people were like, okay, I'll join this room.
Yeah, maybe because it's tagging as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that goes to our earlier point of how really powerful that platform is and how posting would give that direct result of someone posting something and other people wanting to be a part of it. There was one person that liked my post that had like 65,000 followers.
Whoa.
And I'm like, who are you? What is this?
That's definitely a virtual idol.
Yeah, exactly. They only had like 6 posts though, which was a little weird. But they had so many followers. It was nuts.
Actually, today I just randomly went into a swimming pool party on Zepeto. I went into the world. People are playing water gun together.
Mm-hmm.
So I just arrived, landed, then someone just shoot me with a water gun and I was hit. I was lose my blood.
Oh no! That sounds fun though.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Was it like a big room? Like how many people were in that environment at once?
Well, I was there, it's around 80 people in the world.
Oh wow.
It's quite a lot actually.
There's definitely something to be said about how there's super fans of Zepeto. Like that's kind of part of the daily aspect of it. Being able to meet people through the social aspects and then hang out with them through these worlds. But all this to say, this entire worldscape and all these interactions that we included within the prototype were all built within what they call their Build It platform.
It's quite user-friendly. It's very easy to create a world yourself, even with zero experience of any 3D modeling software.
Yeah, Build It is like a 3D version of website builders. We have the drag and drop type of thing, where instead of a 2D scrolling website experience, now you have that drag and drop functionality with a lot of different assets into a 3D space. We can also create experiences like this through Unity. The only caveat to Unity is that the experience that we would create would only be available on mobile devices, and we didn't want to restrict the type of people that would be able to experience this, so we decided to do it on Build It, because the end result of those worlds would be able to be accessed on both desktop and mobile.
Yeah. Other than the world space, you can also create some clothes for your avatar to make it look more unique and with its own personality. So in our case, we create a more neutral look avatar with blue skin, very cool, slightly edgy but approachable. And the process we create the clothes are very friendly. So you just download the template and then edit the textures in Photoshop. We choose t-shirt, jacket, bomber, windbreaker, and then we touch up with some oriental elements, such as dragon and soft pink color, which matches our Shanghai office. Everyone can create their own unique clothes with simple editing of the textures.
Yeah, we really wanted to play within clothing specifically because that's a part of this digital ecosystem of being an influencer. You have maybe branded experiences that you take part of or brands sponsor you. Influencers will wear custom clothing either that they design or that they're representing another brand. All those things we wanted to integrate within this. So the influencers are visiting this world that could say, hey, I'm in this Media Monks experience or insert brand here experience. And I'm also wearing their custom clothing. It's sort of a shout out to the clothing as well as the world. So it's a part of this larger ecosystem. The world is not exclusive to the clothes, is not exclusive to social. All of those elements are all playing together. And this leads to creating social content. Once we had the world, the merchandise solidified, we continue to build off this virtual influencer style by creating content of our own. What we did is we analyzed popular Zepeto influencers. We even made a list of the types of content they create, which is going to someone else's world, doing an AR feature with their real life self, being able to do pose photos with other avatars. All those were a part of the social content that we created as a part of this. Now that the prototype is ready to go, it's time to think about what did the prototype not yet achieve, but that we would really like to see in the future. So one thing that we recommend is when wanting to create branded, fully custom worlds, those should definitely be made within Unity to have the most flexibility. At this time of recording, being able to export worlds means that it only is on mobile devices. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind there.
For the clothing creation, there are some limitations. For example, for the texture, the maximum resolution we can upload is 512x512. So means we can't add detailed patterns or logos onto our clothes. And we can't create physics of our clothing materials. That is another thing that I think the platform can improve.
Yeah, it's not able to show fuzziness of a sweater. Or if we're creating a dress or a shirt that needs to be flowy, it won't show that that shirt or that dress is fuzzy or flowy. It'll just be the pattern that's shown, but the texture of how clothing might feel based on seeing it is not reflected there. So it's a give and take where it's very easy to create clothing items,
yeah,
but it doesn't go so far as to have a realistic look.
Yeah, I think this is something not just the Zepeto, other metaverse platforms, they can improve with that because I don't think many platforms can have physics of the clothing itself. It would be great if the physics of the clothing could be implemented in the world space as well as in the AR camera. It would add extra immersion and fidelity to the whole experience.
Yeah, it would also help with making those small micro interactions really fun. Let's say there's a skydiving experience that's in Zepeto, and someone is jumping off of the plane and is doing their skydive.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if the physics of the clothing would react to like this virtual wind that is happening or something like that. Or if it's a really puffy sweater, it kind of like blows up because all of the air is kind of getting stuck in it. Those are just the fun things that make people get even more immersed within the environment too. Moving forward in creating branded experiences, having a closer relationship with Zepeto, the support team and the development team there, will be really helpful in a lot of the things that the Build It platform has a restriction for. But when collaborating with Zepeto and with using the Zepeto plugin for Unity, then we can unlock a lot of these interactions that make the experience a lot deeper. The other thing to mention here is it'd be really great to see Zepeto integrate with other social media platforms versus the Zepeto-specific one. We've talked a lot about how Zepeto is a really powerful platform because it combines social with the virtual experience as well. And it would just be great if, let's say, there's a experience that happens in Zepeto and we're taking a photo or a video. We say we want to post it. Could that post, all in one swoop, post to Instagram, post to Twitter, post to Facebook, and all of those things, instead of this Zepeto ecosystem kind of being stuck? So all the cool stuff that we're saying, it gets left within this platform, and they're not necessarily shared outside of that, unless you do the repost thing. That's kind of how it would work with Zepeto. But it'd be really great if all those rich features that we get with Zepeto could be extended to other platforms. And I mean, there's already the platform fatigue of having to keep up five or many more social media platforms. So auto captioning for Instagram would be great, or having an experience in Zepeto and then moving that on to what I want to post on Twitter. That would just make the process so much easier.
The happening of the full integration might take some time, mm-hmm. though, since there are more things to consider, such as data privacy.
Yep.
But we might see it's coming faster in APAC region. If one day the metaverse platform is integrated to the super apps, just imagine. By then, it would be truly one ecosystem.
Exactly. It'd be a really powerful way to have things all within one place. Meta has tried with this connecting what you do virtually and connecting it to other social media platforms, specifically within its own ecosystem of Facebook. But it's had mixed success. There's just not as much of, okay, I'm posting what I'm doing in VR to Facebook. There's not as much of that traction happening as with going in Zepeto, having this experience, posting it, and people randomly show up because of the social stuff. You could see that immediate interaction. It'd be really great to see this integration outside of just the Zepeto social into other social media experiences to really expand its reach. Also, particularly because of the virtual influencer aspect of things. Just imagine having this facial mocap that you do within Zepeto, and that live stream could go to Instagram, Facebook, and multiple platforms at once. That would really increase the visibility of that virtual influencer and the social clout. So we're getting towards the end. Let's go ahead and think about what are some concrete takeaways that the audience can implement and use within their daily lives as they're considering Zepeto, and then also just in general, the APAC trends that we're seeing here. Something that I think of is gaming and social media don't have to be separate anymore. Like when playing online experiences, traditionally, it'll be either playing Warhammer on Steam and having the voice app within there, or opening up Roblox and a Discord channel. But those are two separate platforms, one to connect and one to play. With Zepeto, it's really inspiring to think about how those interactions can be in one, and not just voice, but the social aspect and everything that comes with that. It's really the next level of getting closer to what we talk about the metaverse can be. And Zepeto is really inspiring in that way.
Yeah, to your point about this social aspect of Zepeto is actually what we need right now. We can't expect everyone directly dive into virtual without connecting them with their social life in the real world. And Zepeto has this potential to bridge the gap between our social life in the physical world and the digital one.
Yeah, Zepeto is a sleeping giant of sorts, where it could have huge potential for a global audience. It is accessible in other countries outside of the APAC region, like we mentioned, but there's just not as much buzz around it as the platform definitely deserves. There are platforms that have tried to have the integration that Zepeto has within those three categories of virtual influencers, social media, and experiences. But there just hasn't been as much from those other platforms as Zepeto has been able to succeed in. So like Decentraland, Sandbox, Roblox, Fortnite, Horizon Worlds, all those platforms have tried to get this integration, but it just has not been as successful. Something also to keep in mind and why Zepeto is just a really great platform is there have been brand activations that have happened on Zepeto already. There have been concerts and virtual representations of BTS or even Selena Gomez going into those concerts, like what we applauded a few years ago with the Fortnite concert. Zepeto has already been within those realms already. There's a Samsung activation, there's a Honda activation, a Gucci one as well, and those are definitely getting a lot of traction and movement with people who are actually part of those experiences. And because it's integrated within its own social media ecosystem, with purchasing items with virtual influencers, there's just so much potential for when brands are getting into these spaces, the type of impact and interaction they can have with consumers.
Yeah, the last thing we learned from this region, currently the West and the East still feel very distinct technologically and also culturally, with some crossover happening, but it's not as much as we would like to see. Things like virtual influencer, technology in retail, super apps, increased use of digital payments that region has used to deepen connections with consumers, enhance ease of use. It would be amazing to see that more widely integrated within the West.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of cultural and technological crossover to Eastern countries in terms of, you know, the U.S. culture and colloquialisms always make its way around the globe. And it would be really great to see the really impactful technological and cultural innovations that are happening within the East make its way more holistically towards the West, not just here or there, but how Google has been embraced within APAC. It'd be great to have some of those APAC platforms integrated in the West. There's a lot that each can learn from each other and build up on each other. It's not necessarily let's distinguish the West from the East, because we talked about that quite a bit, but what is the way that globally we can improve experiences for consumers? And there's a lot of ways technology can empower people to have those deeper connections, and how brands can also be a part of that story.
Yeah.
So that's a wrap. Thanks everybody for listening to the Scrap the Manual podcast. Be sure to check out our blog post for more information, references, and also a link to our prototype. Remember, check out the Netherlands references and also the hidden fifth world within that prototype. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and share. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to suggest topics, segment ideas, or general feedback, feel free to email us at scrapthemanual@mediamonks.com. If you want to partner with us, feel free to reach out at that same email address.
Until next time.
Bye.
Scrap the Manual.